The law of focus states that what I think about expands into my life. The only way for dreams to come true is for them to expand from my thoughts. Dreams start as a seed planted in my mind, and that seed grows into a dominant thought which takes over. When my mental focus is positive, it brings good things into my life. When the focus is negative, it brings misery. I focus on positive thoughts so that good things come into my world. I can't predict how long it will take for focus to work its magic. Nevertheless, I know that if I think positive thoughts, they will eventually expand into my world. The law of focus never fails. If I maintain a positive focus, it is inevitable that I will become a more positive person. When I struggle with negative and limiting thoughts, I need to know that this law never fails. No matter how far down or discouraged I may be, this law always delivers what it promises. Positive focus always transforms my life in a positive direction. There is no reason to surrender to fear or despair. What I think about expands at every age and stage of life. Even if I'm 100 years old, the power of positive focus will still bring good things into my life. Birds are the only animals that can talk without the words changing their lives. Birds can say anything they want, even four-letter words, without the slightest damage to their mind. The reason is simple. Birds don't know what they are saying. Millions of people talk like they are parrots. They swear like sailors and lace their speech with profanity. These folks would be better off if they were parrots, because at least their destructive words would not get into their mind. Unfortunately for them, they aren't parrots, and their mind is listening to every word. When their mouth spews out negativity and limitations, it's not long before they expand into their life. You become what you talk about all day long, and you need to be careful about what you say. If you tell yourself depressing things, it won't be long before you become depressed. If you tell yourself positive things, your life will move in a positive direction. If you declare God's favor in your life, the windows of heaven will open and God's blessings will fall all around. Don't talk like you have a bird brain. You have a mind, and God intends for you to fill it with good things. Why is it that political parties demand equal time in the media? If one party gives a speech, why does the other one demand equal media exposure? The answer is simple. Equal time is equal access to your mind. That's exactly what they want, access to your heart and mind. Politicians want their message to eternally echo in the corridors of your mind. Once they put their thoughts into your mind, you are stuck with those thoughts forever. You can't go into rewind or erase them. They are indelibly imprinted in your memory banks. We all need to take a lesson from the politicians and demand equal time in the important areas of our life. What do I mean by that? The average American watches at least 5 hours of television each day. That's a lot of time. But how many hours does the average person spend putting positive things into his or her mind? Therein lies the problem. Most people don't even spend 15 minutes a day filling their mind with positive things. There is an epidemic of depression and anxiety sweeping across the world, and I'm not surprised. What else would you expect when people spend so little time putting good things into their mind? The evening news reeks with depressing stories, and every night Hollywood offers up a mind-numbing menu of programming that, at its best, is marginally fit for mental consumption. If you believe that you can fill your mind with the media's toxic message without suffering ill effects, you are dumber than a politician. It's time to strike a balance in your life and demand equal time. If you spend 2 hours watching television, then spend at least 2 hours reading Maximum Strength Positive Thinking and looking at power graphics. If you do that, a tidal wave of positive change will sweep through your life and you will become a new person. Be at least as smart as a politician. Demand equal time to fill your mind with positive things.